This is the Thursday, April 15th edition of the Daily Wager Podcast. Luka Doncic gave us some late-game heroics in the association, and the Daily Wager crew made history on the Nets 76ers broadcast. There's a lot to get through, so settle in. We'll get you in and out in under 10 minutes or less with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager Podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. I'm Tyler Fulgham, riding solo today on this Thursday. Doug and Joe a little tuckered out after last night's landmark broadcast on ESPN2, a Daily Wager special where the crew, me, Joe, and Doug, provided commentary and analysis over a live NBA broadcast. Turned out to be a pretty good game between the 76ers and the Brooklyn Nets through a gambling lens. We appreciate the NBA allowing us to do that and everyone behind the scenes that made the broadcast look as good and as fun as it was to produce in front of the camera for the three of us and NBA champ Kendrick Perkins. We had a great time doing it and hope to continue putting forth broadcasts like that, live sporting events through a gambling and wagering perspective. All right, I got three bets for you today, or three plays on my card that I like, a couple in the NBA and one in Major League Baseball. Let's start in the association. Big matchup between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Boston Celtics. I'll take the 6 points in my pocket with the LA Lakers against this Boston Celtics team. Total sitting around 212 if you want to play that. But the Lakers have been pretty good here as of late. Had a really successful road trip despite still being without LeBron James and Anthony Davis. Dennis Schroeder, Andre Drummond, the new addition, have been very good. And this Boston team has just been a little bit inconsistent this season. Now, they too are playing much better, and they should be at full health in this game with Tatum, with Jaylen Brown, with Kemba Walker. But the Lakers just play such good defense. Even without AD and without LeBron James, they've maintained their stranglehold on the number one defensive rating in the NBA, meaning they allow the fewest points per 100 possessions of any team in the NBA. So with that defensive efficiency and the 6 points in my pocket against a Boston team, again, that's playing a little bit better, but is still a below average defensive team, which is hard to believe with Brad Stevens and some of the talent they have on that squad. I'll take the 6 points in my pocket with the Lakers and think they can keep this close enough. As a matter of fact, I may make it my dog of the day. There's a little tease for our Daily Wager show. So watch that at 6 p.m. Eastern today on ESPN2. I'm up with the dog bone, and I'm thinking the Lakers on the money line at plus 210 might be my dog of the day, but I certainly love the 6 points in my pocket. Let's move to another matchup in the association, the Suns and the Kings. The Suns, again, favored by 12, 13 points, depending on where you're shopping. And the total, I think, set at 233, climbing a little bit. I'm going to stay away from that and point to a player prop I like, and that's DeAndre Ayton, the big man for the Suns, going over 16.5 points. Minus 105 is the price. The Kings are just an awful defense. They're one we love to attack from a player prop perspective, especially when it pertains to points. They're 30th in the NBA in defensive efficiency. They're 30th in the NBA in points allowed per game. They're 30th in the NBA in field goal percentage allowed per game. And Ayton's a guy who's been kind of picking up his performance as of late, averaging 19 points over his last six games. Five of those six would have cleared this threshold with at least 17 points. And again, the Kings are a team that play pretty fast, play awful defense, and they don't have a dynamic interior defender. Rashawn Holmes can rack up stats, blocks, and steals, and he's springy, but he's not someone who has, you know, brute strength to keep DeAndre Ayton off the glass with his second chance opportunities and from getting close looks near the rim. So I'll go over 16.5 points in what should be a game that features a lot of buckets for Suns big man DeAndre Ayton. And I said I had a baseball play as well. I am going to call a shot, a home run, from National Slugger Juan Soto, +333 is the price. If he goes deep at any point versus the Arizona Diamondbacks, Soto's at home in his home stadium, but he very clearly is maybe the best overall hitter in Major League Baseball. Ronald Acuna, Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani may have something to say about that, but Juan Soto is right in that class, and he has a great matchup against Merrill Kelly, a right-hander for the Arizona Diamondbacks, who doesn't miss bats, has just an 11% K rate this season, and has allowed better than 40% hard contact in each of the last three seasons. Those are metrics that do not fare well against a guy who hits the ball as hard and barrels up pitches as well as Juan Soto. So I'm calling a shot here. Soto goes deep. +333 is the price versus the Arizona Diamondbacks. Those are the three plays I have today on my betting card. Tyler Foljam again flying solo on the Daily Wager podcast, under 10 minutes as promised. Please do us a favor. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously. We'll be back with you guys again for another edition of the Daily Wager podcast tomorrow.